Well, Tony, what did you think of that?
Well, I'm really proud of the players. They've worked so hard. We've absolutely battered them. You know what I mean? You know, we needed a break and we didn't get a break. We needed the second goal to kill the game. And the two goals they scored, disappointing goals from our point of view. The first one we should have dealt with and you know, we've stepped away from the player instead of going up to the player. And the second one, you know, we'll have to talk about the wall. You know, I've just been in and seen John and he's marked out 13 paces for that free kick. When there's others in the game, he's marked out 10 paces. But, you know, that's the breaks you need to get through in cup football. And unfortunately, we never had the breaks today. And you can't fault the players. I thought they never stopped from the first minute to the final, you know, minutes trying to win a game of football.
I mean, one of the turning points was Olsen's header from the corner right at the start of the second half that Gareth...
Well, so what about the first couple of minutes when Solomon gets clear and I think it's Baird, he clears it off the line. You know, there's just so many opportunities and chances that we've created today and it's not going for us. And that's cup football. Sometimes your day, you know, your name's on it and you can play really well and win, and other times you can play really poorly or not as well as the opposition. And if it's there for you, it's there for you. I'm a great believer in that. And it wasn't there today for us.
Unusual, you had 15 corners and didn't score from one today.
We had 60 crosses into the box today. I think we had 29 shots. And eight, you know, like I say, you know, that it's just disappointing. I'm not having a go at the players or any of the players. I thought they were fantastic today. They really played to win that game of football.